Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Happy to be back. I hope that all of you have had a happy Halloween. Okay. First, I'm thanking all of my listeners, all of my followers, and all of my clients. I thank you all for your support. I thank all of the snoopers. You all know what I'm going to say about that. Kiss, kiss. You can listen all that you want to. You know, a listener will videotape you. A snooper will record you. Just like this is already recorded, they re-record it and go over it and see what makes them angry. I want to bring up something that is a big issue here, and it's against the law. Videotaping someone without their knowledge, recording them, snapping pictures of them, that is a stalker slash snooper also. See, the jealousy rate is so high around us, they're looking for something that they can use against you. You could be walking around in your yard, in a store, in the church, anyway. You got people taking pictures of you. Now, pictures can be used against you spiritually, but there's a major way to clear that up. And if you know that there are pictures or a video out there of you, you can take care of it without even seeing it. And that is how good this work is. So anybody doing that, you better rethink it, because your day is coming if you're doing this kind of stuff. See, that's an invasion of privacy, and it's against the law. And if you go to the law with it, they're going to take it very seriously, because there's so much crime. There's a lot of killing. There's a lot of people watching you, watching for the right time to rob you and kill you. Now, when I said that very plainly, I didn't say I was going to kill anybody. I said they're watching for a time to kill you. So you have to be careful, people, everywhere that you go. You think that they're talking on their phone? They're not talking on their phone, snapping pictures at you. They got their phone turned the wrong way to be talking, if you get what I'm saying. That's the first thing I wanted to get out. Second thing I would like to get out of here is backstabbing people, not only family, just people in general, backstabbers. You do all you can for people, and then you get backstabbed. Let's say if you have a significant other, and they're sick, and you're doing everything that you can for them, but every time you get a slap in the face, it's time to move on. It's time to move out of that situation. How can you move forth in a situation like that? You can't. Oh, mother and daughter, bickering. Daughter thinks she knows everything. Very young age, I mentioned. And mother trying to tell her right, but they're not listening. Well, it takes something major to bring some people in sometimes. Sometimes the way God brings you in is not going to be pleasant. You would be lucky if minor things happen to bring you in. See, this goes to a person praising. And I know that you don't want to hear about praising, but I'm going to say it anyway. You have to praise God. You have to praise him during the bad times and during the good times. And another thing, since I said praising, don't insinuate that a person is crazy or stupid. Saying the word stupid is really bad. Saying the word remember is very bad. If the comments are different, in two different places. How the heck are you supposed to know whether it's snowing or hailing? Okay, now let's go to our little ones, the children. Okay, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Okay, maybe a situation where you feel like this child has been through a lot or they're down. But that time passes. Time heals all wounds. And it's time to get down to business. Some children will really play with your emotions. And you have to watch out for that. You want other people to love your children besides you. If you're teaching them to go out there cursing, fighting, all of this, they see you doing it, then they're going to do it. Okay, if you see your child doing something wrong and you don't discipline them, then it's going to get worse. When they get older, they're going to want to discipline you. I'm not saying beat on your child. I'm not saying burn the child. I'm not saying cut the child. But discipline. And you all know what I'm talking about. Okay. Think about this. People being a little bit too nice. If you've had an instance for years and years, and all of a sudden they're speaking to you, being nice, anything that you want, they want to do it for you, you have to watch yourself. Because there's always a motive for everything. There's a reason behind it. And you have to be careful, because this person could be setting you up for a fall. And I'm not exactly talking about crime or anything. It's spiritual warfare. There are people that are never going to change, and we see this on a day-to-day basis. Even people, even the clients, I don't call you clients because you're not working. Even everybody sees this. From time to time. If a person has been a certain way for a long time, there's no changing to them. They can put on this act like they're a gift from God, and they're not. See, that's something to be careful of, too. That's where protection comes in. Protection rights. That's what I call it. Take all precautions if you're into this kind of work. If you're with a work of protection, that's what you should be asking for. Before all else, protection, clearing, sending back. Sending back versus clearing. Well, one way to get rid of your problems for good, because more than likely the enemy is going to strike again, is, yes, to clear yourself, but protect yourself. And on the other end, you're going to send back because they're going to get the same thing that they intended for you. So while they're digging that ditch, I tell you this, while they're digging that ditch, they might as well go ahead and sit down in it because that's where they're going to be, in that ditch. You know, it's a sad situation when you have close people, best friends, family, the people close to you that are against you and trying to bring you down, trying to take you out of here. It's sad. And some people ride off two workers together. One think they're helping the other. The one that they think that they're helping is the one that's trying to ruin them. You have to be careful with that. My rule is, do things by yourself. If you come, come by yourself. If we're doing it another way, don't mention it to anybody. Loose lips sink ships all the time, all day and all night long. Now, that's something to think about. Okay, let's talk about other things. If your life is screwed, please don't try to screw nobody else's up. It's usually the neighbors that you're trying to screw up because you think they have it so much better than you do. But see, you don't realize I'm talking about the villains here. you don't realize that really what goes on in that yard and that house is none of your business. You don't realize that you can do the same thing, may not be the exact same thing they're doing, but you can do better. Example, oh, look at them kids over there. They got this, they got that. Okay, your children can have it. More than likely, the person is after the innocent and somebody that's not doing what they're supposed to do. Oh, there's a lot of ways that you can have success in your life. You don't have to be jealous of anyone. People get jealous of shoes. People get jealous of clothes, food, cars, and some of everything. And if there's someone close to you, you watch this. They're going to try to destroy everything that you have. And I think that point has been taken because I feel good about it. All right. Let's move on to something. As I said it like that, I guess because I've been questioned about my accent. If you can't figure me out, that is so good. That's good. It wasn't meant for you to figure me out. And I wasn't meant to be close to everybody. There are certain ones. Special ones. Now, I hope that everybody took advantage of the harvest moon just before Halloween. Oh, that was great. You know, even during the harvest moon, you can do your best ritual, just like Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Yes, anything that you do is going to come to pass in a good way, and you're going to get past results. If you do it right, clients, again, please listen to your root worker. You want to call them witch, whatever. Listen to them because they guide you the right way. You know, you get more complaints than you do compliments. And I want to tell you why. It's because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. We do what we need to do on our end, and we do it well. As for the client, sometimes they give a pig head and think everything should be done on our end. No. Working together in unison, again, like I mentioned, will help your case tremendously. And you will come out on top. All you have to do is listen and do things the right way. Don't think that you know about art and try to do things your way because there's going to be a blow-up. Using two workers or three at one time, if you are a root worker jumper, you need to stop jumping because there's no two root workers that work the same. The work is not the same, and that will collide. What if two of us is using spirits and this one is not? And you're using all of the stuff we have given you or doing all these things that was told to you to do. All of that is going to get mixed up. And spirits, when they get confused, there is trouble. See, that's one thing to look out for. Okay, another thing to look out for is challenging the worker. Do not challenge the worker. You call us for help. We don't call you for help. You call us. So you need to listen. It's not, call, I tell you something, and then you say, no, that's not it. I see this and that and that. No, you don't do that. Because, see, that causes a piss-off. And some of us strike out with piss-off. And I'm going to leave that at that. Now, that's something to think about. But I'm going to tell you something with that. Once you do the piss off, you can look for anything. Chaos in your home, chaos on your job, a lot of bad things happening around you. Oh, yes. You can watch for that piss off. Huh.
just taking me a little sip in this soda.
Okay. Now,
do I have a question? No, I don't.
Okay. Now I'm going to talk about the color that should be used in certain things. Okay. Say if husband and wife are together and they know a little about this, and they're novices, and they're trying to practice. Okay. Let's use orange, green, and white. Okay, if I walk in and my significant other is using orange, green, and white, and that's camera-wise and they're concentrating, I know it is for us as a whole. But if I come in and there's red and gold, I know it's for their own selfish purpose. Please watch each other. Now, everybody is not this way. I'm not saying that, but you have to keep your eyes open at all times. Yes, indeed.
Okay, I'm leaving that alone, but I thought I needed to bring that up.
Okay, if you are trying to draw a certain man to you, and the work has told you what to do. I'm about to give you a conjure tip. Work has told you what to do. Okay, do not mess up and start talking to somebody that's worse than the man that you're trying to draw. See, when you get out there and start talking to other men and you haven't work done on one, that's not a good thing because everything gets mixed up. And you're going to lose out on both of them at the end. I'm not talking about the work that's taking somebody's free will away, but putting together what's supposed to be together. Don't cheat yourself. Don't short yourself. Now, a great love ritual would be the come to me spell. And I'm not going to tell you all of it. It involves, now when you do love, it involves pink and red. Okay, the red candle is used the most in this ritual. Come to me oil can be used in love and money. That's a conscious tip. Okay, along with frankincense and myrrh. Now, there's two more steps to this particular spell. It works within 5 to 6 days. You would be amazed at the results with this one. And this company spell can be used with money, with people that's trying to draw money too. Anybody that's interested in that, they can contact me after the show, and I would happily, you know, go through that with them if they would like for me to work with them. Like I said before, I'm not going to put a conscious tip out there to hurt you. I'm not going to tell you all of something because it's, I mean, you could get mixed up and then there would be a blow up. And I don't want to hurt anyone. See, the tough things we do, but the simple things you do. The simple things you do really heightens your case. Okay, now let's talk about certain foods. Let's talk about fertility. There's an old voodoo trick, and it has been proven over the years for fertility. Basil, would you be surprised? Basil is used for a fertility trick. And there's a song that you can use from the Bible that you can use along with this. But now the basil has to sit in the sun, where it's sunlight, for 3 days. And after that, you use it. You're putting it on women, they put it on their partner. The partner is fully aware. But, I just tell you this. One couple, it didn't take but once. Another one, it took three times because it was a little confusion there, but it worked. Trying to bring life into the world, that's beautiful. But that is a fertility trick. Basil, and you should ask your worker about the rest of the information and what to do with it. I will not say this on the air, but it involves putting your mouth somewhere. Unmentionable. Okay, let's move. We've had a meteor shower that people was unexpected. And people were so surprised to see this meteor shower, which some of us felt this coming on. And we're going to have an asteroid shower, too. And it's not even in the almanac. We have another eclipse coming. And that heightens our work. Please, I hope that some of you haven't pissed the worker off so that it won't go right. I hope you haven't done that. And talk about workers' woe. Workers, I know some of you talk to people that really get on your nerves. And I say it because I speak to some people that really get on my nerves. They think that they know everything. It's cheesy.
Oh, you're doing it?
Oh, yeah. Cheese is something that is you. And Rachel, you'll be surprised at the things that you could use. I said cheese, so somebody was talking about cheese. Okay, but anyway, going back to the worker's role, you get people that think that they know it all. Take someone like the Chesapeake Cheesecake, wanting to be a minister, running after every man that they can, and they're trying to talk to prophets, they're trying to talk to workers, and some of everything. No wonder things aren't going good for the cheesecake. But when the cheesecake comes to you and kill you, no, see, it worked halfway, you know what you're talking about, then that's a piss off. And guess what? Right then, you have messed yourself because you have told that worker these things. See, you have no idea what we go through for you. Some of us have the gift to go and take your pain on, take your fever on. Some of us block things for you. We have the gift, some of us, to block accidents that's supposed to happen to you because it's called the witchcraft, voodoo, Haitian voodoo, demonology. See, some of you clients don't realize that. For workers, I want to tell you something. You get these kind of people, don't let them discourage you. And if you have that gift, and it's a worker listening in, that knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you have that gift and you're being poured out by these spirits to see things, and you are talking to them and feed them off that way, then everything could be messed up. You be very careful. Even if you're friends, you become develop a relationship and they become friends with you. Be very careful. See, some people put on that fake joy, that fake love with you. Do not fall for it. You know when feelings are genuine. You know when people are for real workers. You don't have to put up with it. See, they come to you for help. You didn't go to them. I know that some of you go through every minute the phone is ringing, and you think it's different people, and it's the same person. Well, they're not giving the other people a chance to contact you. They're filling up your voicemail with one person every few minutes. And then you get the ones that are not serious about their work. Oh, the stripper Jennifer, the Jennifer stripper for the world. I call that. They're not serious about the work. Okay, I'm going to start this. I'm going to start that. Please set up for me. Okay, you set up for them. And every time, it's a different story. Do not fall for it. Look into everything these clients say, because some of it is lies. And I don't care who hears it. If you have any questions about it, you know how to contact me. You already know. And my information is everywhere. And I'd be happy to talk to you. I'd be happy to meet with you. I'm happy to meet all kinds of people. Anyway, all right, being lucky, dressing yourself. Example, the mace. This is a kind of tip, and I hope that you enjoy this. Get mace, the outer covering of the nutmeg. The people use the plain nutmeg, but the outer covering is strong. You get mace, and you rub it into your hand until it gets hot. It only takes a little bit. Your hand has to be hot. And you go and gamble, play those cards, or play the lottery. Now, it may not happen the first time. That second time you go, you're going to be winning. See, I would combine that with chamomile. You wash your hands with chamomile tea, and then you rub that mace in your hand. See, that strengthens it. This is for people that like to gamble. That like the lottery. These are the people that, you know, like to do a little dice and a little card. This really brings luck. And I hope that everybody is writing that down. I'd love to give out things to help you. And in a few days, you're going to hear of another show. And it's going to be all information. You're going to hear of things to send back evil. You're going to hear of things to cleanse, protect, all of the above. I have gotten everything together now. It took me a while, but you shall hear of it. Okay. Now, time flies when you're having fun. Well, I'm almost at the end of this broadcast, and I know that you are expecting more. But as things come up, I have to say it. What I'm led to say, I say it. I'm not going to keep it in. Then the spirits would be on me. Okay. An angry worker is not one that you have to. That's not one that you need to keep off. So, today I'm a wreck, and I'm telling you the truth about everything. So from here, I'm congratulating the ones that are bringing life into this world. That's why I brought up fertility. I am saying, how do I say it? Now, I usually say it. I hope that the rest of your Sunday is blessed. And I hope that you have a blessed week. I hope that God really moves in your life, and I hope that you carry the things that I have said during this episode with you during the week. And I have a surprise for all of you midweek. I love what I do, and I love my broadcast. People have opinions. Everyone has opinions, and I really don't care about that. I just know that I'm reaching some people out here. So, to all of my loved ones, my beloved mother, I love you very much. To my nephews and my sisters, I love you. And until next week, God bless. Goodbye.